This is the story of Marvin the Maple. Marvin lives in a small grove of trees just on the edge of the woods, looking into the local park. On summer days, he loves to watch the children play on the swings, and on winter days, they come to gather snow from beneath the trees and roll them up for snowmen. In the spring, his little roots tickle when the daffodils come up between them. And in the autumn, he adds his tiny leaves to the pile from all the big trees round about him. Marvin is not alone. Around him there are other trees. There's a big old hornbeam whose branches creak in the wind and whose leaves catch the morning sun just so. There's a very old beech whose smooth trunk and strong branches seem to reach all the way up to the sky. There's an old oak too. He never says much, and the children don't climb on him as much as they used to. But sometimes, when the wind is rustling his leaves, Marvin feels like he can hear all the wisdom of the ages drifting down to him from that big old oak. Today, Marvin is sad. If you've never seen a sad tree, then you maybe need to look a little closer. Sometimes it's in the branches. They droop a little, as if someone were pulling them down. Sometimes it's in the leaves, as they seem to curl up a little bit at the edges. April, a blackbird, has seen it though, and she has fluttered down to ask him what is wrong. "Everything," he says. "I woke up this morning and I knew something was wrong. The whole world felt different. I should have been in the shade from the old oak tree, but instead I felt the heat of the hot, hot sun. I should have heard the wind waking up his rustly leaves, but I heard nothing. I should have looked up through his branches to see little patches of the blue, blue sky. But now I can see it all. I felt safe with him there to watch me." The little tree seemed to droop even further. April put her head on one side, the way blackbirds love to do, and she could see the problem. In the night, the old oak tree had fallen, and it would not stand tall again. There would be no more snow building up on its branches, and there would be no golden leaves when autumn came. Landing gently on Marvin's lowest branch, which bent beneath her weight, she tried to explain. "I think he was tired," she said. "Maybe it was time for him to lie down now instead of standing up." The little tree shivered at the thought. "Even the biggest trees fall sometimes, Marvin," she chirped gently. "You're the one nearest the park now. You're the one the children will see first when they come to play. Come the autumn, they'll all be playing with your orange golden leaves." Marvin brightened, just a little, at the thought of that. The branch bounced up and down as April flew off to where the great tree lay. Coming back with something in her beak, she wedged it tightly in a little V between Martin's trunk and his biggest branch. It was a bright green acorn, bursting with life. "Look, Marvin," she chirped. "All of him is wrapped up in all of this. If you hold on to it, he'll always be with you." With that, she flapped her wings and made for the clear blue sky. "I'll be back," she called. Marvin stretched his branches a little, being careful not to drop the acorn, and reached out to hug the big blue sky.